If you got your Bibles, turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 18. This verse of scripture has been on my heart for about a couple of weeks, just off and on. And between this and a few other scriptures, I've been able to enjoy some time with the Lord in the mornings here lately. Got a new devotional that is kind of like a daily devotional thing. And I get up, the first thing I've been doing is waking up and reading a little bit of that devotional. And if I feel led of the Lord, I'll read a little bit of the Word, where He tells me where I can feel, where I need to go to, different scriptures. And this is one of the scriptures that came to my mind as I was reading one morning. And I flipped over there and began to think about it and began to ponder on it throughout the week. And don't know what the Lord's going to do with it tonight, but I know it's for a reason, for a purpose. Amen, because this is the one that my heart kind of settled on tonight. But the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 18, starting in verse 1, it says, "The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made again another vessel, as he seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it, if that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it, if it do evil in my sight that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them." And that's as far as we're going to read. And I begin to think about our nation as it is now. I know this was directed at the nation of Israel. Begin to think about our nation as we have have the transfer of power from one presidential administration to another. And we know we don't know what the future holds as far as what is going to be done in the White House, what's going to be done in the powers that be. But I know that one holds the future, amen, and that is God Himself. He's able to put down, He's able to rise up. Who He would like to have do the same thing and be able to put down and rise up. And I know what is important to me and you, amen, not that we worry too much about what's going on outside the church today, what's going on outside the world, as it is that we take inventory, as Brother Jerry said this morning, amen, of our old lives and making sure, hey, that we are clay in the potter's hand. Hey, as I begin to think about this, I begin to think about all the different elements of clay. As Jeremiah went down to the potter, God told him to go down there and that he would help him and cause him to hear his words. That he had to say regarding the potter. It's amazing to me that even in the old Bible they had sort of parables like. Amen. Jeremiah needed to hear a message from the Lord. Amen. And he gave it to him in the form of a worker that worked on the wheels. Amen. And the wheel, some of you might not know what potters do. I say everybody in here knows what they do. A potter takes a wheel, and it's motorized, or it's something that he pushes with a little pedal, kind of like the pedals on a piano. Amen. And that wheel just continues to spin round and round. Amen. And some people, you can go down to Gatlinburg and places like that and watch them build different vessels and different pottery type things. But the wheel is constantly in motion. Amen. Amen. And as that wheel is in motion, that a potter will take a piece of wet clay. Don't look like much, just a lump of dirt. Amen. Don't look like it could do much, Brother Terry. Amen. But once the potter, once the master's hands get a hold of the clay, amen, it starts molding with that clay while it's on the wheel and spinning around. Hey, and he could take in that clay and he could put a little bit more water on it. Amen, and be able to mold it and build it up. Hey, into something that's useful, amen. Hey, you know, I'm glad one day that Christ called this old lump of clay, amen, out of darkness into His marvelous light. Amen, and He used me. He was able to fit me as a fit vessel to be used for His kingdom. Amen, molded me up. Hey, that I can perform for His will, the good will that He had me to do. Amen. The Bible says not many are called, not many mighty are called, not many wise are called. Amen. But God has called the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, the weak things of the world to confound the strong.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you what, you may not feel like much today. Amen. Just like the old clay, it was just an old lump. Disfigured, and he was without form and void. Much like this earth was, just an old lump of clay. Hey, but I tell you what, you put it in the God's hands. You put it in the worker's hands, the master's hands, the potter's hands. Amen. He can make you fit to be some kind of good worker for
Him.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. You put your heart and your life into Him.
Amen.
Amen. And you can find yourself.
Yeah.
Amen. Doing things you didn't know you could do.
That's right.
Through the name of Jesus.
Right.
Amen. Tonight, I'm not talking about working miracles. I know some people can do that. Amen. I know that God uses people like that, but He gives different gifts to different people.
That's right.
Hey, but I tell you what, it's a miracle, amen, that we can even walk on these two legs.
Yeah.
It's a miracle we can get ourselves up out of bed, dress ourselves.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Feed our own selves with a fork and a spoon. Hey, amen. It's a miracle we can do any of that.
Yeah.
Amen. How much more can we do if we let ourselves be the clay in the potter's hands?
Right.
Man, I begin to think about that. You know, the wheel is constantly spinning. We're constantly wrestling against principalities and powers, against wickedness in high places. Hey, that wheel is constantly turning. Hey, but amen, just hang on, because God is in the works. Amen.
That's right.
Hey, the wheel is spinning for a reason. Amen, and that potter wants to be able to use that clay, and for that clay to be molded, the wheel has to continue to spin.
Right.
Amen.
Can't make nothing out of it if the spinning ain't going on.
Yeah.
Amen. We played a game the other night with my sister. It was over her house. There's this game called Cranium. And it's a game of different activities that you can do. And one of them is you take a piece of Play-Doh and you start molding it.
Uh-huh.
Amen. But for it to be smooth and for it to be beautiful, amen, you can't just take a lump of clay and start doing different things with it. Amen. To create maybe to create a sculpture, you can do that. Amen. But to create a vessel, amen, that's worthy enough to be presented unto the buyer, worthy enough to be presented in the sight of the master, amen, there's a certain way to do it there.
Yeah. Amen.
And that's what Jeremiah was learning when God told him to go down to the potter's house.
Yeah.
Amen. He began to see that wheel on the clay. And you know what it said? It said that the clay was marred in the hands of the potter. Something wasn't right with that clay. You know what they do when there's a potter? Hey, man, when they get a piece of clay that's got lumps and stuff in it, debris, they'll take and pick that stuff out and throw it to the side and keep it going until it's smooth as silk.
Amen.
Me and you, and we've all got things in our life where God has to pick at it. He has to take out of our life, and He has to do what you call some pruning, amen? He has to do what you call some pruning and purging, and He has to get some of that stuff out of our life so that our life can be smooth in His sight, we can be clean in His sight.
Yeah, amen.
Amen, that clay, something had gone wrong with that clay.
Amen.
Amen, and the potter has said he began to fashion a new vessel. Man, ain't you glad as long as your heart is soft and moldable for the Lord? Amen. It's not gone all hard and stony on the Lord. Amen. The Lord can use that old heart. Amen. He can begin to squeeze it and mold it.
Hey,
and make it into something that's good for His kingdom. Amen.
Yeah.
Glad today, if we stay where our heart is tender.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. If we let our tears come whenever God begins to squeeze that old heart. Amen. If we let the pride just fall by the wayside and begin to lift our holy hands up to heaven, begin to praise the Lord like He deserves, amen, we can stay where we can be molded for the Master's use.
Amen.
It's when that old heart gets cold and when it starts drying up, amen, they begin to bake that pot. They take the finished vessel, they put it on them. Kind of like one of them pizza things, when they put them in the stone, they got this big old plate, they put it on, and they put in that fire, that kiln, I think that's what they call it. Amen, and when that pot comes out, then it's done, it looks good. Amen, and it's fit for something.
Amen.
But once it's broken,
amen,
it can't be repaired.
Right.
Yeah.
Once it's broken, it can't be repaired. We have to start with a new piece of clay. Amen. Brother Jerry was talking about broken vows to God. You know, some things we've done in our life, we can't go back and fix.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen. There'll be things in our life looking forward that we won't be able to fix. Amen. We need to be looking ahead to those things and make sure we're where God can use us, make sure our heart is in the right place.
Yeah.
Amen. And we can do the things God would have us to do.
Right.
But further on down the road, there'll be days when we'll do things that we'll mess up and we won't be able to fix what we've done.
Right.
Yeah.
It's that time where the heart has to be broken.
Yeah.
It's grown a crust around it. It's grown a stone, a wall around it.
Yeah.
Have it before God can begin to use it again, before it can be moldable and pliable in the Master's hands. It must be broken.
Right.
Amen. So that the flesh, the stone gives way to the flesh that's soft.
Right.
Amen. And the heart now becomes soft again in the potter's hands. Hey, where it once was marred, now it can be used and molded to fit for His use.
Right.
Yeah.
What a wonderful thing to think about this. Amen. God applied this to the whole house of Israel. Amen. And He said, what I shall speak concerning a nation. Amen. Yes, it was directed toward Israel, but the same thing applies with America. The same thing applies with Great Britain. Any nation you can think of on the face of this earth. Amen. The same thing applies. Amen. God will turn and repent him of the evil that he thought to do to a nation.
Yeah.
It will get back to being clay.
That's right.
In the potter's hands. Amen. I hope that God can make clay out of me.
Yeah.
Amen. And every time he finds something that's an impurity in my heart or in my life, that he can take that. Amen. That I'll let it go in his hands, knowing, amen, that he knows what's best for me.
Yeah. Amen.
He knows the vessel each and every one of us could be.
That's right.
And could grow into if we'll let Him mold the clay.
Yeah.
Amen. Too many times we got to have our hands in there messing around with the pot. Amen. And it looks like some terrible creation by the time we get done with it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And God has to take it all back. Put it on that wheel again. Start the wheel spinning. Add some water, add some moisture where our heart gets dried up.
Yeah, that's right.
The Bible talks about the water of the Word.
Yeah.
Add some of the Word back to your heart, then it breaks the heart down. We begin to be able to be pliable in the Master's hand again.
Amen.
And that's when He can really use us. That's when we can be fit for the Master's use.
Amen.
Amen. When Jesus said, "Let this cup pass from me, not my will be done, let Thy be done," He was saying, "God, I'm the clay.
Yeah.
You're the potter.
Amen.
I want to be a vessel fit for your use."
That's right. Amen.
Amen. He had to sacrifice. He had to give up the power.
Right.
Amen. He had to give it all over to God, the Father, and trust that God was able to do many things through Him.
Yeah.
When people in the Bible became clay in the potter's hands, like Elijah and Paul and Abraham and Moses, we saw great things done through them.
Yeah.
And it wasn't because who they were. It was because of who God was.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Because of who they let God be in their life.
Yeah.
Amen. Too many times we think, "Oh, how I love Jesus," but we don't live a victorious Christian life because we don't give it over to God.
That's right.
Yeah. Lord, there's too many things I'd like to do, too many things I'd like to see. As Brother Jerry said, I just have a the same problem with the flesh sometimes wants to get away. Even Paul in Romans 7 said, "Oh, wretched man that I am. Hey, I serve God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the dead."
Yeah.
"Who shall be able to deliver me from the body of this death?" When we deliver our hearts to Christ, He's able, amen, to make us fit for His use. And when we begin to strip down our pride and our want to's and our ways of thinking, and God can take the broken pieces, put them back together, amen, and look like something that shines like the heavens itself.
Right.
Amen.
Why did Moses glow when he came down from the mountain? Because God made him a vessel that just shined and shined and shined.
Yeah, amen.
God got a hold of it.
Yeah.
When me and you can shine to the world, Amen. They'll know us by our fruits. They'll know us by our actions. They'll know us by our relationship with God. We'll be clay in the potter's hands once again.
Amen.
In this new year.
Yeah.
Or we can see God work in mighty ways.
Yeah.
I don't know about anybody out there in the audience, but I want to be clay in the Master's hand.
That's right.
Amen. I want to be clay in the potter's hand.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't want to just take my vessel to any old person. I don't want to give it into my own hands.
Yeah.
Amen. I want the Master, the one that's the Master Builder, the Master Carpenter, the Constructor, the Potter, the one that's got the experience to do it.
Yeah. Amen.
When we do some of these upgrades on the church, we're going to go ask somebody that's experienced to do it.
Yeah.
We're not just going to ask some John Doe that comes walking in off the street.
Yeah.
David said, when we want it done, we want to do it right.
Yeah, amen. Sure.
Well, if you want your life to turn out right, give it to the one that designed it the first place.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. Give it to God.
Amen.
As we stand tonight.